Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka residents will have the opportunity to meet with County Public Works Deputy Director Robert Bronkel and City Public Works Director Brian Gervine at a meeting held on Walnut Drive Tuesday morning. The meeting will continue the discussion of a proposed traffic impact fee for the greater Eureka area, and residents will be able to provide input on the proposed fee. The meeting will begin at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Humble Community Services District Office, and residents will be able to continue providing public comment on the proposed fee to county and city officials until March 18th. The Fortuna Police Department will hold a public swearing-in ceremony tonight at City Hall as they welcome in four new employees to the department. Two new officers will be added to the department as Dennis Stevens and James Jangoleski will be sworn in, while Caitlin Teasley will become a police dispatcher. Charity Kemp will also be sworn in as a police records clerk. After the ceremony ends, the new employees will be introduced at tonight's Fortuna City Council meeting. In Mendocino County, volunteer search parties and county law enforcement continued the search this afternoon for 46-year-old Jamie Dalton, who went missing in Willits over the weekend. Dalton and a friend went hiking in a rural area near the Howard Forest Station. When the two became lost, the friend went to seek assistance and instructed Dalton to shelter in place. Sometime between Saturday night and Sunday morning, Dalton went missing and over 30 people assisted in the search for him, but the search yielded no success. Dalton remains missing and anyone with information on his whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. Mendocino deputies booked 32-year-old Keenan Cochran into county jail over the weekend for vandalism committed at a bar on Main Street. Cochran was initially refused entry into the bar, and he attempted to punch security personnel. While Cochran did not make contact with anyone, he punched a large window afterwards, causing it to shatter, and he fled the scene on foot. Mendocino deputies arrived on scene and they were able to track down Cochran within minutes, and after a brief struggle, he was arrested and taken into county jail. CHP is investigating two separate collisions on Highway 36 over the weekend. Dan Squire has more.
The California Highway Patrol is investigating a single vehicle collision on 36 at Fisher Road after officers responded to calls of a car off the roadway on Sunday evening. The vehicle was visible from the roadway and one occupant of the car had suffered a minor injury. Another was reported unresponsive. On Saturday afternoon, a vehicle collision on 36 left one motorist with major injuries following a three-car crash that closed the roadway for more than 90 minutes. That collision forced one car off the roadway where it collided with a tree. The cause of both collisions is under investigation.
Thank you, Dan. The job market in College of the Redwoods will offer two 7 to 8 week job training workshops that will be held in April, and the scholarship application period for the workshops have now been opened. A workshop for landscaping will begin on April 4th, and prospective participants have until March 21st to apply for a scholarship. An office specialist workshop will also begin on April 25th, and the scholarship deadline will be April 4th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z will meet at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon as they discuss administrative actions and to review the committee's mid-year report to the Board of Supervisors. After the county held its public budget meeting last week, the Measure Z committee will once again consider what priorities should be taken when it comes to allocating Measure Z revenue. Over 50 local organizations have submitted requests for Measure Z funding, and the committee will discuss revenue projections and have open discussions on funding projections. The meeting will be held at the fifth floor of the conference room at the courthouse. 23-year-old Crescent City man Warren Bailey was sentenced to 5 years in state prison for a stabbing he committed at the College of the Redwoods campus in Del Norte County. In April of last year, Bailey was arrested for a stabbing in which he left a lecture hall at the CR campus and returned to the lecture hall with a knife, stabbing a classmate multiple times. The sentencing came as a part of a plea deal according to the Daily Triplicate, and Bailey will have a parole option once he serves 85% of his sentence. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's input as the department begins to work on its 5-year strategic plan, and they've made a planning survey which is available at the website for public feedback. The department recently held internal meetings to measure feedback and suggestions from staff, and residents can weigh in on what expectations they have for EPD, what priorities they want to see the department focus on, as well as other suggestions to help illustrate goals over the next 5 years. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.